Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Here, Bert Show. We are all here physically. Abby, not sure mentally. Bless her little heart's working on about 2 hours of sleep, I'm guessing.
I didn't do the math in my head. I knew it was going to be a late night when Taylor Swift's The Life of a Showgirl came out. I knew I was going to be working an event at Q99.7 at Mutation Brewing Company. I was like, oh, 1 a.m., like, that's pretty late. Whatever, I'll be a little tired. But, like, you know, how often do you get to sing with a bunch of Swifties and hang out and listen to Taylor Swift all together? I'll be fine. And then I get home, I'm like, I have to be up in 2 hours.
Yes, that's the math.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, that's not, I was like, that's not right.
That isn't right.
And then I woke up and now I'm here. Yay.
I have found, though, in my career on nights like that, mostly when I was younger at your age, I would wake up the next morning and the shows that I have would be, I'd be so like lucid and so loose. It's the day after that I would feel it, but that morning, I don't know if I was on adrenaline or whatever. Same for you?
Yeah, same for me. As long as you weren't drinking heavily.
Yeah.
Like if it was like you stayed up late, but you kind of like minded your P's and Q's. Yes, that next show, I think it is that shot of adrenaline, sleep deprivation. Like you haven't gone fully down that sleep deprivation spiral. So it was more of like a punch drunk, but funny. Ha ha.
Yeah, right.
It's later that, not even the next day, it's later today, like around 3 or 4 o'clock, you're going to feel like a Mack truck hit you.
I'm feeling like that now.
Oh, yeah.
So if I look like I've been hit by a Mack truck, it's probably because I feel that way. But I will say people kept trying to feed me drinks and I was very good. I said, listen, I get to choose between being tired or being tired and hungover. And I'm going to choose tired.
Yeah, mm-hmm. How was the album? Yeah.
The album is so good. It is everything she hyped it up to be. No, we have really been in the trenches. Like the last two albums have been like, I'm sad. And so the fact that we have an album that is glittery and it's more pop focused, but it still is, I mean, this might be, dare I say, ooh, I don't want to call it the most vulnerable album. It might be the most, I feel like I know too much about Taylor.
Really?
There are songs where honestly, and I never say this about anybody, I'm a chronic overshare. I want to know every detail. There is no detail too explicit that I wouldn't want to listen to. I'm going to be honest with you. There are some things I could have lived without knowing.
Really?
From Taylor Swift's album.
Sexually?
It is sexually explicit.
Yeah.
On multiple tracks. I feel like I know so much about Taylor and Travis that I didn't need to know.
No kidding.
Now, here's the thing. On first listen, your knee-jerk reaction is always wrong. So for me, I know that the longer I sit with these songs, the more I'm like, oh my gosh, like Wood actually is such a banger, even though it really is just about Travis Kelce being well endowed. So it's all good. And I think this is some of her best work. So I'll be excited to listen even more today.
You can't have his kind of attitude and have a little wee wee.
No, I don't
think that BDE. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
But that's the thing. I think we knew that about Travis, but I don't think we needed 4 minutes about it.
Yes. Like small doses, even though it's large.
Yeah.
Would you mind sharing the story about your mom, or you'd rather not?
Oh, yeah, I don't mind sharing this at all. So my family is very, very conservative. And so my mom texts me this morning, and she goes, wow, very disappointing that Taylor cursed a murdered man. And I was a little confused because there is a song about a man who passed away. And that was one of like the most, that was a, hang on, my headphones came out real quick.
That's okay. I do that 3 times a morning now. Seriously, it's so annoying to myself.
There is a song about a guy that dies, and it is a little bit of a plot twist. I was like, does she think he got murdered? I'm like, I don't think it was a murdered song. I think it was a he passed away song. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I do the question mark. I go, what are you talking about? And she goes, your Insta recap about the Taylor Swift album. It said F Charlie Kirk. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, what did I say? Charlie. And then I go and look back at the tweet that I reposted from last night about my thoughts of the album. And I'm like, mom, no, Charlie XCX. That's not Charlie Kirk. Charlie XCX is a mainstream pop girl. And she goes, oh, I'm glad I'm asked. And I'm like, yes, not everything is a Fox News conspiracy theory.
Seriously, is there a better example of like living in a tunnel than that? Like you're just ready to fight, right?
I'm like, the album was finished a year and a half ago. None of this went down.
Yeah.
All right. So for those of you that listen to The Burt Show locally in Georgia and Atlanta, today it's already up now. If you're in Douglasville, you can see it. The rest of you can see it online.
All right, Tommy, I am confirming our billboard is up and ready to be viewed, correct?
Yes. I just took a bite of my nutritious bar.
You mean your
donut?
Poorly disguised Snickers.
Hey, this is Robert Irvine's Fit Crunch.
There's peanuts and Snickers.
It has fit in the title. And I just fit it in my mouth.
He showed me a bar he was eating the other day, and it was masking itself as a healthy bar. And, you know, I've got that Yuka app that I love so much. If you guys aren't using that, you really should. If you're trying to become more health conscious, you just scan the barcode on whatever item it is that you're about to put in your mouth, and it will rank it from a 1 to 100 based on like health, additives, salt, whatever. So he puts this thing in my hands, and it does look that the wrapper looks really, really healthy, but then I did a score on it. It was like 1 of 100. It was a Snickers bar, essentially.
I eat 2 every morning and wash them down with a couple of sensible Coke Zeros. So I'm sure that's, you know, very,
that GLP-1, man, is really working on you, my man.
Yeah, but the billboard is up. It's in Douglasville, and I was on the Burt Show fan discussion page last night on Facebook, and I let all the peeps know it's Highway 5, which is also known as Bill Arp Road, is a half mile south of I-20 West, and it's right beside like Red Lobster.
Oh, great.
So you can't miss it.
We're going to ruin everybody's appetite is what you're saying. All right, so this billboard is for helping mamas. Y'all ended up collecting over 102,000 diapers for their Fill the Warehouse Diaper Challenge. And that means we have to pony up, because if we collected over 75,000 mm-hmm. diapers, we said we were going to pose in diapers on a billboard. And when we were lagging a little bit with collections, I was like, let's involve Burt Show babies. So it is the Burt Show cast all holding... I was going to say mostly smiling babies, but that is not true. About 50-50, okay? 50% are smiling, 50% are crying. But yeah, so that billboard is up, and hopefully we put Helping Mama's website on there, helpingmamas.org, and that'll give them another little push, and hopefully some more donations.
Whoever Bill Arp is, he's probably rolling over in his grave right now as he has to look at that billboard on Bill Arp Road this morning. All right, so if you're in Douglasville, that's where it is. If you're not, it will be up online. It's already up online at theburtshow.com.
It's The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Taylor Swift's newest album is out now, The Life of a Showgirl. It is 12 tracks of mostly all bangers and bops, which is a huge departure from the last album that came out. It was 31 tracks of well, I'm sad, but Travis is cool, but I'm also really sad. And last night at the listening party for Q997 Mutation Brewing Company, I was so shocked at how quickly all the girls picked up on the lyrics. Like, I put up the lyrics on genius.com as like the songs were playing, and literally by the end of the track, people were singing them like hymnals.
Oh, really? Really? Yes. They knew them already?
Like, from the depths of their soul, they were like, oh. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, we've had this song for 2 minutes in the world. It's 12:07. This is the first time playing it. And people were picking things up just because they're so passionate about wanting to know all the lyrics and wanting to already pick up these songs that I think we know in the future are going to mean a lot to us, because historically, like, most of your music has really meant a lot to us. And just playing some of these tracks, I was just so impressed. I was like, wow, this is a skill.
Yeah, I was about to ask, is that something Taylor Swift has a prowess in? And that is creating songs that are very singable. Like, the lyrics are, I don't want to say easy to pick up, because she has very deep, profound, big words in her lyrics, right? Multiple syllables. Like, she has a wealth of vocabulary. But if that's the case, I'm like, I feel like that is an art in and of itself, if she creates these songs that are so easily registered and you can sing them back almost instantly.
No, 100%. And I think a lot of people thought that was a weakness of hers for a while, because, you know, she's not like Adele or whatever. Like, you're not listening to her song and going, oh my God, the pipes on this chick. Not that to say that she's a bad singer by any means. She's a great singer, but she sings it in a very conversational way that it feels more like a diary entry that you can dance to, rather than something that you're just listening and you're just in awe of somebody's voice for whatever reason. And so we're going through the whole track, and thankfully, there were no, like, crying songs. So I'm like, that'd be a real downer for, like, this brewing thing that we just have going on. There's one or two songs. There's one song that's, like, on the sadder side. And then there's one song that is... The first, like, three quarters of it is so fun. I'm like, wow, this is, like, really cute. And then, like, the bridge in the last 20% of it is like, and by the way... he killed himself. And I'm like, what? Oh. I'm literally sitting there. I'm like, I'm gagged listening to Taylor Swift. But at the same time, I'm like, why am I still dancing? And then, like I said earlier, there's a song all about Travis's manhood. And then there's another song where she talks about her future with Travis and what she wants from, you know, the next 10 years, which made me a little sad, because I was like, don't go away, Taylor. Like, we want you here. So all in all, the album is really, really strong. And if you like to dance, but you also like good lyrics, like TS12 is the album for you. Mm-hmm.
He's being kind of blackmailed right now. Like, he knows that he has to stay in that relationship no matter what.
Well, you think he's being blackmailed into staying with the love of his life?
Lyrically blackmailed right now. Because if it doesn't work out, that it will be a four album set of breakup songs between she and Travis. And he's not strong enough to handle that.
Well, here's the thing. If you don't do anything heinous, she won't write her song about you. So if you just mind your P's and Q's, even if you break up, if it's a healthy breakup, you're not going to get a song about you.
You know what's going to be really fun to listen to is the New Heights podcast and them giving Travis a hard time about that one song you keep talking about.
Uh-huh. Just over and over. Like, I can't wait for the New Heights podcast next week, where Jason is just like, so Travi, hey, these are things we didn't necessarily need to hear on the family side. Like, that's how explicit it is. And a lot of people were wondering whether or not certain songs are going to be about Blake Lively as well. And it's funny because... really, until the diehard Swifties decode things, you kind of don't really know what she's referencing in certain lyrics. And so for me, I heard one song and I was like, that's for sure about Blake Lively. And she is peeved. But all in all, people actually think a song called Canceled is about Blake Lively. And people think it's actually her saying, screw all y'all, I'm actually still friends with this girl, based off of a couple of the references in the lyrics.
All right, so I have a question when it comes to Taylor Swift and her songs and planning, because she says she sometimes plans years and years and years in advance about an album. Does that mean she just knows that she's going to put out an album? She doesn't have the songs in the bank, and like, all these songs have been written up to recently?
Mm-hmm. I will give you my educated guess on this album, because her... lead single for Midnights, which came out in 2022, she put out a music video called Antihero, and in it there's a version of her for Midnights in that, and then there's a showgirl that shows up in that music video. So I think a lot of people thought, oh, maybe she had the idea for an album called The Life of a Showgirl, and she knew she was going to write it while she was on tour. So maybe she planned to have this album, but she didn't necessarily have all the songs ready to go.
Gotcha.
This is The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I want to go back to my, what, seven-year-old self. And when my dad says, hey, I want to take you to your first baseball game, Padres game, I want to stop him. Mm-hmm. And I want to go, I want nothing to do with that. Those sports, that organized sports thing. Or again, at 7 years old, living in San Diego, my dad says, hey, son, let's sit down and watch the Chargers. I want to go back there and I want to say, Dad, leave me alone. I'd rather be outside doing something else. Because again, yesterday, the heartbreak, my Padres in the playoffs, eliminated again. They've been around for 50-something years, never won a World Series, yet each and every season, much like you guys that have your favorite teams and watch them every year and they disappoint every year, it's just too much.
How are you letting these random men in their tight pants dictate how you feel today?
I don't know, man.
They have nothing to do with you, Bert.
And it's, I don't know if I am as manic and bipolar in my fandom as others are, but Amanda has witnessed it. My fiance, I love saying that. Mm-hmm. My fiance has witnessed it and she's like, this is too much, man. Like, you're on a different level. But I've hung out with friends that are on the same level. I am like, mad when my team, I'm cussing at, like when I'm watching Georgia and like a freshman does something wrong, I'm cussing at the 18. He's 18 years old. And she's like, this is too much. So yeah, I got to tell you today, I'm a little bit off because again, these guys that I've never met, mm-hmm. they've never driven me to the airport, mm-mm. never helped me move, never given me any money when I was down on my luck.
Have they sent you a birthday text ever?
Never sent me a birthday text,
What about
Kristen?
when your kids were born? Did they give you a baby gift?
Never said congratulations. Haven't sent me an email saying, hey, you've really touched me over the last 25 years with the Burt Show. Not one. And yet there I am just getting mm-hmm. so pissed watching them lose to the Cubs. And by the way, congratulations, Cubs. That's a team that you just can't not like that franchise. So good luck for you guys. But damn, so wrapped up in it. You understand with Kentucky.
Oh my gosh.
Basketball. And Bart is the same as I am.
He is. Like, it'll affect the mood for I think I can't put like a time limit on it. I mean, it doesn't go for days or weeks. Otherwise, he and I would have to have a talk. But I'll give him a solid 24 hours.
Yeah, it won't go for days or weeks. But the ups and downs of watching the game, like Hollis and I are texting each other while we're watching the game together. And we both acknowledge that my son Hayden is the smartest of all three of us who has never gotten into mm-hmm. sports. I don't know if you get that upset over a Dungeons and Dragons game. I doubt it for him.
Oh, I bet you do.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's like, as far as, I don't know, like competitiveness, but being invested in what you're doing. Yeah, I'm sure there's a level of emotion that's attached to it like that.
Then attached to nothing because it hurts too much. It just hurts too much. All right, Abby. So if we weren't in healthy, happy relationships right now, where is our soulmate located?
So this doesn't just have to do with your soulmate. This is the city that you are most aligned with when it comes to the stars and what the Little and Big Dipper think you should do with your life. Because there's this thing called astrocartography where if you put in your birth date, time, and where you were born, there are certain like planetary elements that I guess are aligned with certain cities. And in being very curious as to where I should move next, I did this on ChatGPT and found what cities I should move to.
And refresh our memories. What were your top three cities?
My top three cities were Cape Town, South Africa, Tokyo, Japan, and my top city was Barcelona, Spain.
Barcelona. You didn't say it like the locals.
Barcelona. Well, I was a local there for 6 weeks, so I think I have credibility. Yeah. I speak Catalan a little bit. So now everyone else got super curious as to what their cities were, since, you know, we all now have the freedom to go wherever we want. So everyone was kind enough to give me their birth dates and their times and where they were born. And I have the top three cities that you all should move to based off of your astrocartography. So who would like to go first?
Me. I am so oddly like curious, and I'm very excited about this.
I want listeners again to be invested in their own lives. So again, what's the prompt you use if you're using ChatGPT?
The prompt that I use was based off my astrocartography, what are my top three cities I should move to? Once you enter that prompt, ChatGPT will ask you for all the other information. I'm going to say it. You're going to DM me anyway. So just start off with that. Based off my astrocartography, what top three cities should I move to? Something along those lines. It doesn't have to be exact. ChatGPT is smart. It'll figure it out.
Easy enough.
Okay. So for Kristen, your top three cities based off of your astrocartography. So you were born in what, Lexington? I can't remember what I put in, but I have your top three cities in front of me.
Well, we did this with Abby yesterday, so let's try to guess where Kristen's three would be.
Okay. Where would I, and this is not like Abby said about finding your soulmate. This is just the city where you're going to thrive. You're going to live your best life in what city?
Austria. Somewhere in Austria.
Ooh, Vienna, Austria, where the little sausages are.
Little sausage energy in Austria.
I do sausages.
I do make a mean pigs in a blanket.
you're a coastal European gal, like Saint-Tropez or Cannes.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
Huh. I feel like I can't guess because I have the list in front of me.
Yeah,
but
if
I was going to guess, I've heard you talk about how much you love Italy. Mm-hmm. And I could just see you having a spritz every single day and walking barefoot with a dog or something and just really enjoying your time on the Amalfi Coast.
What do you think for yourself?
Isle of Capri.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that'd be nice. Sardinia. That's where I think we're going on our honeymoon, by the way.
Ooh, fancy.
So where do you think?
That's what's so crazy is because I'm in such a place of uncertainty. I don't know.
Anywhere.
So tell me.
Okay, so your top three cities. In third place, it's Vancouver, Canada. Oh. This is supported by your moon and Venus energy. Okay. It's ideal for feeling at home, building close relationships, and finding emotional grounding.
Haven't you said before that's one of your favorite cities, Cassie?
I've never been, and I'm so jealous because it's one of the cities we're looking at moving to eventually.
Oh,
really?
Is that right? I thought you said you had been there. It looks beautiful. Yeah. Stunning.
Well, it's funny because most of the podcasts I listen to come from the CBC, the Canadian Broadcast Company.
I'm telling you, the energy is calling you over in Vancouver, Canada. Your second place city, though, is a bit different. It's Sydney, Australia.
Okay.
So it falls near a Jupiter line, which brings expansion, opportunities, and optimism. Great for career growth and long-term prosperity.
I mean, I do love Bluey, so that tracks.
Are you ready for your top city?
Yes, please.
Looks like we're moving together because your top city is Barcelona, Spain.
Wow.
This is supported by your Venus and Sun energies. Excellent for relationships, creativity, and enjoying life. You would feel seen, loved, and inspired by this city.
All right, well, if we all get Barcelona, I'm going to cry foul.
Yeah, right.
It's actually just the Barcelona tourism industry pumping money into ChatGPT. I will say you are the only person that got that response. And then when I saw that, I was like, is this some kind of like Spain propaganda?
You guys are going to be roomies.
We are. All right, the next girls trip that you plan, if you plan a Barcelona girls trip, I'm down.
That's funny you mentioned that because we're going to Barcelona in June. Okay, Cassie, your top three cities of what you should move to. Your third city, I think Bert's going to be a little jealous over because your third city is San Diego, United States.
Good for you.
This is good for your sun and moon activation. It's a balanced place for both career visibility and emotional grounding with a supportive community energy.
I did get very good vibes from San Diego.
It's a beautiful city.
It's hard not to. When you do go, do not start rooting for the Padres.
Wouldn't note it.
I think you're going to be really excited about your second city because in second place, it's Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Nice.
Oh, also
nice.
Love it.
This is near your Jupiter lines, which brings expansion, abundance, and a feeling of quote unquote a big life. Excellent for personal growth, travel opportunities, and broadening horizons.
All right.
And your top city that you should move to is Lisbon, Portugal.
Oh, man.
This is on your Venus line. It's great for love, creativity, friendships, and a sense of ease. This would feel like a magnetic, beautiful chapter in life.
Ooh, I've never been to Lisbon.
Maybe you should.
Portugal. Trying to schedule a girls trip.
Portugal is like the chic go-to expat place right now.
Really?
Everybody's talking about going to Portugal, Porto or Lisbon.
And they have great wine country. All right, Bert, for you, your top three cities. It looks like you and Kristen could also be roomies because your third place city is Vancouver, Canada.
Okay, I wouldn't mind that.
This is supported by your moon lines, making it emotionally grounding and ideal for family connections, belonging, and long-term stability. Your second place city is a little bit more exotic, if you will. It's Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Wow, this is activated
by your Jupiter lines, great for abundance, expansion, and personal growth. This could feel like a quote-unquote second life chapter.
I'll be dead in 60 days.
Overabundance. Yes, overabundance.
I'm wondering how you're going to feel about your top city, because I do feel like it's a little bit random for you.
Okay.
Your top city that you should move to is Athens, Greece. It falls on your Sun and Venus lines, giving vitality, joy, love, and creativity. This is a place where you would feel alive and socially magnetic.
I have been there. I didn't feel a kinship to it, but why not?
What else you gonna do?
Why not? Athens, Georgia, Athens, Greece. I'll take Greece.
Yeah, that's kind of funny if you think about it. Because you literally just said before the break you were considering going there to see your son Hollis.
Oh, wait. Sorry, it was a typo. Athens, Georgia.
Athens, Georgia.
This is The Bert Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So I'm assuming, because I've never done it because of this job and my lifestyle over the years, that I've never consistently been in the carpool line with my kids. But based on, Kristen, what you have said before, I mean, I think Bart's gotten one of these also. There must be a lot of tension in these carpool lines.
You have no idea.
No, I don't. Tell me.
All right, so
like, and maybe if you guys are listening and you've had tension, like almost got into a fist fight in the carpool line, or got like, and people are cussing at each other and stuff, 1-855-BIRCHOW if you want to join us.
So when I shared the drama that happened in the afternoon carpool line, I'm not going to say it was sad. It was quite entertaining how many people were entertained by the drama that was going. I was living for the drama that went down in the afternoon carpool lane the other day.
What can happen? I mean, you drive up, you drop your kid off, you move on.
Oh, so much.
So much.
There's so much.
So much. So Bart takes our son to school in the morning. I pick him up in the afternoon. And pickup is at 2:15. Sometimes I show up at 2:15. Sometimes I show up a little earlier. There are some people I pass the school. They were there an hour before pickup. Like just sitting there in the line because they want to be front row Joe, to each their own. But I went to go pick up Jimmy from school the other day and the drama. So listen, I can sit here and retell the story, but I don't think anything's going to capture how giddy I was as I chronicled this in live time as it was going down. So I protected the innocent. I kept the phone on me as I was doing like a selfie video. And I was basically doing a play-by-play of what was going down in the carpool line. Okay. And again, if you've witnessed this, after I posted this, I had plenty of people on my DM saying they've seen people get in actual physical fights.
Are they just trying to cut each other off or something?
I think tensions are high. I think, you know, parents are just tired of parenting. And if somebody cuts you off, like if you're supposed to do like a zipper and somebody cuts you off, you're just going to have an overreaction to the action, right? But this is what happened when I went to go pick up Jimmy from school.
Somebody, not me, is the entire carpool line. Oh, somebody's getting out of their car. She's walking to the car. Oh, man, somebody else has got their phone out filming. I love this so much. The drama of carpool line. Quick correction. It's two cars up the carpool line. All right. She just got out. I love this energy queen. Talk to that one. Talk to that one. That one is... Oh, here comes faculty. Oh, she's... Ooh, she's creeping up on them. Windows are now rolled down, and there is finger pointing happening. I don't understand why this car here can't just scoot up so this car can scoot in so we can all get... Oh, another hand. Another hand. Another hand. Here we go. Thank you. So many angry faces. Y'all, there's a cop walking this way. I kid you not, cop is walking up to the car in front of me, who apparently had words with the car. Oh my God. Oh my God. Cop is talking to the car in front of me, and she was the one that got out and spoke to the two cars up the carpool line. To finish the carpool saga, so they made me pull around the car that was in front of me because she was the one who got out and spoke to the other two cars, or I should say exchanged words. So the cop and another faculty member came down, spoke to her, maneuvered us around her, but then they came walking back. So no arrest, but still fun nonetheless.
I think I just missed what was going on.
Okay, so as we pull in, the way Jimmy's school works is like you have to do this giant loop, right? So you pull into the carpool lane and you go all the way down and then you curl back around and come up. And so it's everybody is like in this massive snake to pick up their kids. Well, as we were pulling into the school, we could only go so far because there was a car blocking. Like, they had come in and, like, tried to, I don't know if they were trying to cut the line or whatever, but these two cars had gotten, like, pigeoned together and we couldn't pass. So I got this giant black SUV in front of me and she can't get past this car. It's blocking. So now we have all these cars behind us going out into the road and down the road because we can't get past to do the snake, right? So the fact, dude, the guy that was in the car next, because normally in the carpool line, you're face one way and there's a car right next to you face the other way because you just got this giant snake. And she got out and she slammed that door and she went to the car in front of her and then she went to the other car. Like, figure your ass out. Like, I don't know. Like, you can scoot up, you can scoot in so the rest of these cars can get past. Like, it's like people lose every brain cell when they start, when they're in carpool line, right? And I mean, it was, and then these two cars are going, and they can't figure it out to save their life. And I'm like, you literally just pull up here and then you pull up and then we can. And so law of the land is you don't get out of your car. You have to stay in your car.
Because you don't want to get hit by another car, obviously.
Well, there were no cars moving because we couldn't get by. But yes, exactly. So I wish I could have heard the exchange that was happening between the car in front of me. And I'm not sure exactly what she spewed at the Karen that was blocking the traffic. But man.
The drama was high.
Oh my God, I was so livid. And the amount of people in my DMs that were invested and also sharing like their carpool drama and like they've actually witnessed people laying hands on each other in the friggin' carpool line.
Damn. All right, well, if you're gonna be stuck in a carpool line, you know what'd be great?
Ooh.
To be stuck in a 2025 Audi Q3.
There you go.
All right, we can get you into that car for just $100. It's our annual Burt's Big Adventure car raffle. All of this money is going to Burt's Big Adventure for the kids and taking them down to Disney World and all of our programs after that as well. All the money is going there. We're trying to sell this thing out. 5,000 tickets are available. That's not a whole bunch. You got a good chance of winning this thing, right? Only $100 for a brand new 2025 Audi Q3 from Audi Atlanta. All the money going to Burt's Big Adventure. Please get your raffle ticket over the weekend at burtsbigadventure.org.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
I almost know the exact time last night I thought I ate Abby. It was like 8:06. And it was last pitch of the Padres game, watching them lose to the Cubs last night. And I'm like, I'm exhausted. I'm going to bed. This is 8:06. And then I think, Abby's still got another 2 hours before her Taylor Swift event even starts.
I thought the same thing when I crawled into bed last night. I said a little prayer for you. I
severely underestimated what it would be like to go out at 10 p.m. on a weekday. Because I'm like, oh, 10 p.m., like, whatever. That's like normal bar time.
Yeah.
But I forget that I'm on weekday mode. And so at 7:30, I'm in a full beat and I've got my sequins on. I'm like, I have 2.5 hours before I even need to leave. And I'm not even there yet.
And Mikey was there last night also.
Yeah, Abby was wearing a crazy little hat made of diamonds.
Yeah, he kept going, oh, yeah, your diamond hat. Your diamond hat. I'm like, you mean my showgirl headpiece from Amazon?
That's sick.
So there's somebody running around this morning that doesn't know, but they're about to get busted at some point by the police?
Yeah, so some drunk crashed into the Q997 car last night.
In the parking lot of Mutation Bird?
Yeah, and this is like, I got there so early. I was there at like 5 o'clock. Yeah, some guy pulled away. A bunch of patrons of the bar went and chased him and got his license plate.
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So the van is just in the parking lot. This guy crashes into it?
Yeah. And his headlight was on the floor. The damage was not too bad on us. Got a pretty big dent there, but he must have not been doing too good.
And then he takes off also.
He was gone.
Oh boy. You in trouble. Uh-huh. Somebody in trouble. And Mutation Brewing, for old schoolers, is across the street from the Old American Pie. That's how people will know it, where it is on Roswell Road, because that place was legendary.
And I think that place used to be Good Old Days, possibly.
I'm not really sure. Okay. Not sure. All right, so yesterday around this time, and then we'll get into some of the drama going on with Janine here. You guys had a competition going on yesterday, and there was money on the line for Bert's Big Adventure, which got me into it.
Yeah, I had to incentivize the people somehow. So Mikey and I realized that we are the two least followed members of The Burt Show on
Instagram. And for good reason.
Probably for good reason. Or for the fact that we haven't been around here for as long as the other people have.
You joined when I joined.
Hey, no, I didn't.
Actually, wasn't he before you?
No. I think he was getting courted after I got hired. They're like, we need somebody a little bit more interesting than this chick.
Anyway, so Mikey and I were both fast approaching the old 2,000 follower milestone. Yeah. And I was 19 away. Mikey, you were what, 75 away?
75 away.
And so we were like, why not go and be desperate people seeking attention and come on air and beg people for followers?
Yeah,
right?
This really has become something more. Like, who is the least liked Burt Show member here?
Well, can I also just say, how on earth does Tommy have more followers than us? His last picture was of a close-up of boiled peanuts, and he says, just tried boiled peanuts, didn't like them. Who wants them? How does he have more followers?
You know they're bad if Tommy's like, I can't eat this.
He's also been here for, what, 15 years? He's got a little bit of a runway ahead of you guys.
He's a man of the people. And so Mikey decided to go the evil route and tell people to unfollow me. And I decided to take more of the high road. And I said that for every follower that I get over the next, I said 48 hours yesterday. I kind of thought yesterday was Wednesday for some reason. So
I did the same thing. I came in here, said the same thing. These guys told me I was crazy. The week went by so fast to me.
It really did. So I'll stand by it. It should have been 24, but 48 hours. I will donate $1 to Bert, split between Bert's Big Adventure and Rebecca's Team Rebecca for the Winship Cancer Institute 5K that she's got going on.
Right.
And
how did it feel, by the way?
How did what feel?
Traversing the high road for the very first time in your life.
I'm helping people out here. I'm getting the bad guy.
What's it look like? Is it nice?
Oh, man, I don't like it here, honestly.
Not a fan.
Take me back to something else.
I need to be subterranean level.
Yeah, let me go back to killing Abby's Tamagotchi or something. And so we have a total as of the last 24 hours, and things popped off kind of big yesterday.
Yeah, Jackson made a big mistake, let me just say.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why'd I do that?
Because you got a bunch of money to pay now.
Oh.
To donate.
All right.
For a good cause. Okay.
God forbid he sends a chronically ill child to Disney World for free.
But do you hear how he's trying to act like this good guy? It's just not real. It's not real. You can hear it in his voice.
Yeah, I don't think I signed a binding contract for this.
But not only that, because I want to give Rebecca her props. For every follower, you're going to donate $1, not only to Burt's Big Adventure, but you're splitting it with Rebecca's 5K team for Winship.
Exactly. So yesterday when I was kind of telling her about my idea for this, I said that I would do 75 cents towards BBA and 25 cents towards hers. And so I don't know. This is how it's worked out and played out so far. So over the last 24 hours, I have gained 824 followers.
Wow.
Well, we should have done mine first.
Yeah. How many did you get, Mikey?
I got 630. Still mission accomplished. Yeah. And I owed no money. So I think I win, maybe.
As Michael Jordan once said, screw them kids. Well, congratulations, you guys.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Well, I've got another 24 hours in mind, so give me a follow. At Jackson Kim with a period after the J.
Yeah, follow me too. Mikey Wakefield.
Okay.
You're on The Burt Show.